106.3 of the Fox, it is the Big Kahuna. We are off to the Rock Lines to talk a little Titan basketball with OG head coach Tyson McLaughlin. Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
A weekend like we're running into is a weekend that I think few people that aren't basketball coaches can appreciate. You've got to plan for two games, not knowing whether you'll get them both in this weekend, huh?
Yeah, you know, weather in Ohio, winters in Ohio, yes. You know, expect the unexpected. We might get 29 inches of snow, or we might get two. Who knows?
Exactly right. Well, how does that affect you? I would assume that you have to plan that you're going to play, and if you don't, then you go to plan B. Is that the kind of the way it works?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're preparing just for Salina right now and going in there with the expectation of playing. And I think we shouldn't have any problem getting the game in. I think the big thing is just being able to keep our focus on the task at hand. We just need to get better. And our guys have been working hard all week, and we'll be ready to play tonight.
Well, it brings a great point up because, obviously, last weekend you split. The important win was the league win, the Western Buckeye League, on Friday night. But, boy, you ran into a buzzsaw that was Finley High School on Saturday, huh?
Yeah, you know, got to give Finley a lot of credit. They came in and played extremely well, and we didn't. And sometimes you have nights like that.
Yep.
We talked to our guys after the game. This isn't something that we're going to pout and moan about, and nobody feels sorry for us. So we just got to take this and learn from it and make sure it doesn't happen again.
You know, basketball's a long season. You guys are playing, what, 22, 23 games in the regular season, and then you go into tournament play. To some extent, you really do have to shake it off and learn from it and move on to the next one.
You're exactly right. We got another opportunity to play this week, and we talk to our guys all the time about making sure that we get better. And you're not going to play your best all the time, but you got to compete. And, you know, I didn't think we competed, and that's something that, you know, we really focused on this week, and our guys have bounced back and had a really good week of practice, and I think they're ready to go out there and kind of erase that from their memory.
Well, you take on Salina tonight, and boy, that road trip is – that's a delightful one heading down to Salina, isn't it now?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of beautiful scenery heading down to Salina. And with this weather, it's going to make it that much more enjoyable. So we need to get in and get out.
That seems like a good one. And then hopefully tomorrow, Lima Senior, that'll be a great test for you guys as well. Do you like to play up as far as divisions, or doesn't it make as much difference in basketball as maybe another sport?
Well, I don't really care what division it is. I just want to play top quality teams.
Sure.
And, you know, there's a lot of really good Division IV basketball teams, and there's a lot of really good Division I.
Sure.
You know, we just want to make sure that we're battle tested. And Lima Senior's definitely going to test us. They're extremely athletic. They got multiple guys that can score the basketball. And it's one of those games that we go in there and we compete, we're going to put ourselves in a position to be successful, and it's going to help us down the road.
When you get a game like Lima Senior, where I'm going to guess there's going to be a lot of up and down going on, does that kind of make you smile a little bit? Because it should be a lot of offense tomorrow night if the game takes place.
Well, the big thing with us, you know, offense hasn't been a problem. We're
right.
Scoring. We're not competing on the defensive end as much as we should. We're giving up too many layups. And if you give up layups to Lima Senior, they're really going to make you pay. So,
yeah.
You know, we got to tighten some things up. And it's been really a point of emphasis the last week. And it's not easy. If it was easy, everybody would be able to do it. So
right.
You just got to keep fighting and keep working. And like I said, I'm proud of the way our guys have responded this week. And I think they'll put on a good show this weekend.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to it again. Hopefully we'll get two games in this weekend. Tonight you've got Salina, league game, Western Buckeye League play, and then tomorrow night Lima Senior. I know a lot of folks are looking forward to that game as well. They're going to try to get a hold of you tomorrow, like about noon. Are you going to be putting the chains on the school bus wheels tomorrow?
I'll do whatever I can, but I don't think anybody wants me working on any sort of vehicle.
Coach, best of luck this weekend. Thanks for your time.
Hey, thanks a lot. Have a good one.